This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You might not know it from old westerns, but many of the bull riders and cattle ropers of the world are people of color. African Americans, Latinos, and Native Americans played a key role in the settlement of the American West and the development of rodeo. As Georgia Public Broadcasting's Emily Jones reports, special rodeos geared toward those groups highlight that history and aim to bring new fans into the sport.
It's the first trip to the rodeo for Ramona Famble and her friends Toy Denson and Rashima Johnson.
Oh! Oh my God! Oh my God!
And they don't quite know the rules yet.
That rope has to break before the horse goes, and that horse broke the rope.
Yeah, but I think they time it.
Okay.
Even though they're not experts, they're enjoying the show.
Like not knowing what to expect. And then you saw the first guy go out, and he, like, tackles this bull, and he, like, jumps on him, and he rolls around in the dirt. You know, I'm like, wow.
These women didn't know about black rodeos until one came to Savannah, Georgia, where they live. Atlanta Black Rodeo Association founder Keith Roberts says that's fairly common.
A lot of the African-American community doesn't know about black cowboys. And so that was one way to educate them and entertain them at the same time. And if you go to regular rodeo, you don't see a lot of blacks at regular rodeo.
Tracy Owens Patton with the University of Wyoming says professional rodeo itself was never officially segregated, but separate rodeos cropped up as Jim Crow laws kept riders of color out of venues. And now,
rodeo has been slow, I would argue, in just feeling like a welcoming place to some of the rodeo participants.
Roberts says he never faced overt exclusion as a rider, but he says it's still tough to draw new fans, especially fans of color, to rodeo. This black rodeo in Savannah certainly converted a few new fans, like Rashima Johnson.
This is my first time. Such an awesome event. Definitely worth it.
Johnson was one of almost 2,400 people in the arena. In Savannah, Georgia, I'm Emily Jones for Marketplace.